Okay, Rabbi Yosef, today's daf is Shabbos daf Mem Daled. We are holding towards the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, about 12, 13 lines up. The Gemara says Itmar. We had been talking about a mace. The last thing the Gemara mentioned was, let's say there's a mace lying in the sun, so you can construct this random kind of haphazard tent type structure with a couple of beds and some mats. In some sort of weird way, in order to shade him from the sun. And the Gemara kind of expands on that topic of a mace lying in the sun on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Itmar, mace hamuto b'chama, let's say you have a dead body lying in the sun on Shabbos, what do you do? A dead body is mukta. So Rav Yehuda, Shmuel says, hofchum imita ulamita. You're able to kind of roll him from bed to bed, and in that way get him into the shade. Rav Chanina bar Shalmei, Mishmei de Rav Amar, and Rav says, Maniach alav kikar utinok umetaltalo. You can put a non-mutza item on top of it, right? Either a piece of bread or a baby, those are examples, umetaltalo. And you're able then to carry it straight up. So the Gemara clarifies, Hecha de'ika kikar utinok, when you have a piece of bread or a baby available, meaning something that's not mutza available to you, so kuli alma lo pligi deshari. Everybody holds, but that's fine. You're allowed to move. Meaning, Shmuel doesn't say that is usher. Right? That is fine. Everybody agrees that is a mutter course of action. What's the machlokas? Ki pligi de lesli. Right? When you don't have anything to put on top of the mace, so then what do you do? Mar savar tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul. One guy holds, meaning Rav holds that moving something min atzad is like, how do you translate min atzad? Rashi writes kelachariyad, meaning it literally means, you know, backward, with a shinoi, I guess indirect type of moving. You're allowed to kind of move something indirectly is called moving it, and therefore Rav says the only way you're allowed to move it is if you have something non-muksa to put on top of it. We'll talk about it in 1 second. Umar Savar and Shmuel holds, no, lo shmei tiltul, that kind of moving it in this indirect weird way is not considered moving it, and that's therefore not violating the concept of muksa. Now, you're not just allowed to put, the reason you're allowed to move the body when you put something that's not muksa on top of it is because it becomes a basis ledover for something that's not muksa. A basis is a base. So if you have, for example, let's say something that's muksa, I don't know, that you need to move, you know, I don't know, a dollar bill. So logically you would say, well, I'll just put a cookie on top of it and then you can move it. So that's not really true. Here it's a special dispensation for a mace, because you have kavod abrios issues and kavod mace issues. So since mukzas are abundant anyway, chazal or mekel, that you're able to do this to get the mace out of the sun. But it's not just a blanket heter that, oh, I need to move this mukzah item, let me just put a cookie on top of it. It's not just a blanket heter. But basically, the machlokas over here is whether tiltul min atzad shmei tiltul, whether carrying something in a weird way is considered carrying it or not. And Rav says it is, and therefore it's only mutter if you put the non-muktzah item on top of the mace. And Shmuel says it's not considered moving, and therefore you can do this kind of roll it from bed to bed, even though that's not so great either. But it's definitely better than leaving it in the sun for it to rot, rachmanal tzlan. So Gemara says, Lema katanai. Maybe this is the same machlokas as we have in machlokas tanaim in the following brisa. Ein matzilin es ames mepnei hadaleika. You're not allowed to save a mace if it's going to burn. Meaning, let's say you have a building that is on fire and rachmanal tzlan is a mace inside of it. You're not allowed to save the mace. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Rish Lakish's brother, says, Shamati, I heard, Shamatzilin is a mace mepnei hadaleika. Then no, you are allowed to go in and take out and save the mace from the fire. So the Gemara says, Hei Ridami, what's the case? Idiika kikar otinok, if you have a piece of bread or a baby, meaning obviously you're not going to bring a baby into a burning building to take out a mace, but if you have something that's not mukza available to you that you can put on top of it, so my time in the Tanakama, why would the Tanakama say it's also? Right, we said before that everybody agrees if you have a non-muksa item on top of the mace, so you can move it. Idaleka, but if you don't have a kikar otinok, right, something that's not muksa, so my time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish say that it's mutter? Ella lav, rather, it must be v'tiltzul min atzad pligi, that the machlokas is whether you can move it in a kind of weird, backhanded manner. Demar savar tiltzul min atzad shmei tiltzul. that the Tanakawa hole is that until the minute side is tiltal, therefore you're not allowed to move it. Umar Safar, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish hole is that lo shming tiltal, that it's not considered tiltal, and therefore you can go in there and move it in a backhanded manner and get the body out of there. So Gemara says, lo. No, it's not the same machlokas that we have between Rabbi and Shmuel. It's a different machlokas. Or it's actually not a machlokas at all. The kuli alma tiltal min atzad shmei tiltal. Or at least this aspect of the halacha is not a machlokas. That everybody in the Brisa, I mean in the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, holds that tiltal min atzad is tiltal. That if you carry it in this backhanded manner, so that's still awesome. It's still considered carrying it. So therefore, why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish say that it's mutter to get the mace? So Hainu Tanya de Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, this is his logic. The mitoch sha'adam bahul al meso, because since a person is logically, or it would make sense that he's bahul, he's messed up, he's really upset about the mace, right? Mistama, if it's in your house, so it's a relative, right? Chmal Letzlan, you're very upset about the mace getting burned, that's terrible. So ilo sharisle, if we don't allow him to move it, Asi lichbuye, then it'll come to put out the fire, and that is a din d'oraisa. That's a malacha d'oraisa, and we don't want him to violate. So better for him to do to quote unquote violate muktzah and take the mace out of there, because otherwise he may come to put out the fire itself. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Shila, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish be mace, and the halacha is in fact that you are allowed to take out a mace in case of a fire. All right, the Mishnah had said ein neosin himenu lufisha ino mina muchan. The Mishnah, if you flip back, one second, where is this Mishnah? Yeah. If you flip back on Mem Beis on a Beis, we said that you're not allowed to put a kli underneath a lamp to catch some of the oil, and you're not allowed to benefit from that oil because it was not mukhan, it was not prepared, it was muktzah. So Tan Rabbana, we learned in a Braisa, if you flip back to Mem Dalet on Aleph, Mutter, Mosar Hashemin, Shemaner. Any leftover oil that's in a nair here doesn't mean a wax candle, it means a lamp, some sort of earthenware jug-type lamp, small little thing. Risheba ke'ara, or any leftover oil that's in a plate, right, or a bowl, that you lit on fire, that was serving as a lamp. So that is also, you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon allows you to use it. And as we said before, that machlokas is... which one of the areas of machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in terms of muktzah is whether something that was muktzah during Bein Hashmashos is therefore muktzah the rest of Shabbos, right? Midu diskatzoy, and I think migo diskatzoy Bein Hashmashos is katzoy lekuli yoma. That if it was muktzah Bein Hashmashos, then it's muktzah the rest of Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is. That if, for example, right? So you had this lamp that was filled with oil and it was lit Bein Hashmashos when Shabbos came in. So the oil at that point is muktzah. You're not allowed to take it out, right? We already talked about that. That's already kibui. That's lessening the flame. So at that point, Bein Hashmashos, the oil is muktzah. Now the flame goes out and you have oil left in the lamp or the jug or whatever it is, whatever you lit, the bowl or anything. So is that oil usable now? Let's say it's usable. So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, it's totally fine, because he doesn't hold that something that was muktzah Bein Hashmashos is muktzah later on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, since it was muktzah Bein Hashmashos, it is therefore usur to be used. And that's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Okay. Mas nisim nu mishnah. Metaltalin ner chadash aval lo yosham. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of different topics of muktzah. Muktzah has many forms. One specifically we're going to talk about now in the Mishnah is something called Muktzah Machmas Mius. That if something is disgusting, so it is Muktzah. It is not usable. It's something that's not considered Mukhan. Alright, that's the one we'll give right now. And as we get to the other ones, we'll talk about them. So, Metaltalin Ner Chadash Aval Lo Yoshan. You're allowed to use, we had mentioned a couple of daf ago, that an earthenware lamp becomes disgusting as it burns the oil. So, the Mishnah says you're allowed to carry a new one, right, a new, I guess, lamp. Rashi says, she'ino mos, it's not disgusting yet. Because it is tamushe, and you can use it as, I don't know, paperweight, whatever it is. But if it's old, if it's yoshan, then if it's been used already, so that's already, Rashi says, mukta machas minas, it becomes disgusting. Rabbi Shimon says, kol haneros metaltalan, you're allowed to carry any lamp on Shabbos, chutz min aner hadoluk b'Shabbos, unless it is actually lit. unless there's actually a fire in it. So, including whether the fire has gone out, or there is no fire whatsoever, you are allowed to move it. And again, because Rabbi Shimon applies a much more narrow scope of Muktzah than Rabbi Yehuda, who Mistama is the Tanakhama. Okay. Tanu Rabbanu. We learned it in Braisa. Metaltal in Ne'echodesh Avol Yoshan. Metiv Rabbi Yehuda. Sure, there you go. That's Tanakhama's Shita. You're allowed to move a new lamp and an old lamp, because it is Muktzah Machmas Mios. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Kol Han, this is not Rabbi Shimon, yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Haneiros Metaltalin, you can carry all lamps, Chutz Min Haner Sheh Ligubo B'Shabbos. Now, this doesn't mean, except for a candle or a lamp that you lit on Shabbos, obviously, because that's Aser, but it means that you lit for Shabbos. You're allowed to carry all the lamps, except the lamp that you lit for Shabbos, implying that even if it went out already. That's what Rashi says. Afagav shekava, even though it went out already, aser. It is aser. The Islay the Rabbi Meir, muktzah machmas iser. That's another type of muktzah we're going to get to. Velashle muktzah machmas mias. The Gemara is going to say in a little bit that Rabbi Meir holds that there's another category of iser called muktzah machmas iser. That if the item, the kli that you're using, has a muktzah function, i.e. a lamp, right? Its function is to have a light. Right? You're not allowed to light on Shabbos, light a candle or light a lamp. So therefore, it is muktzah machmas iser. We're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says, again, in the braisa that we just quoted, you're not allowed to move an old lamp. You are allowed to move a new lamp. And that's because one is discussing, one is not. Rabbi Meir says you're allowed to move any lamps unless you used it to light a candle already, even if it went out. Rabbi Shimon says the only lamp that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos is a lamp that is currently burning. But Kavsa, if it went out, then Mutar L'Taltala, then you are allowed to move it. Aval, the Brisa continues, but Kosukar of Eshashis, but if you have a cup or a bowl or a bottle filled with oil that's that was used as a lamp, Lo Yazizam Im Kolam, you're not allowed to move them. And we're going to see what the difference is in a second. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Mistavik min haner, kava umin hashemen hametaftef, afil besha shehaner dolek. Rabbi Shimon says, you are allowed, you're allowed, mistavik here means you're allowed to take some oil from the lamp itself. So he's even more makel. That's Rabbi Shimon's son, right? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon's son, says you're even more makel. You're even allowed to take oil from a lamp that is already ner hakava, not that went out already, but that's even if it's going out. Right? We said before that taking oil from a lamp that's lit is aser because that's kibbutz. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says if it's going out, so you're even allowed to take oil from that. And even from oil that's dripping, afilu b'shashaner dolek, even though it's burning already. Rabbi Shimon holds that the oil itself is not muktzah. But okay, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. Amar Abaye says, Rabbi Shimon savor l'kavua b'chada u'poligala b'chada. Right, Rabbi Shimon agrees with his father, Rabbi Shimon, in one halacha, but disagrees in another. Sover la kavua b'chada. How do they agree? The less be muktzah. That they don't hold that there is a very large concept of muktzah. Rather, it's much much more narrow. Upoligo, and therefore the oil is not muktzah. Upoligo le b'chada, but he disagrees. The ilu avua sover kava in lo kava lo. Rabbi Shimon holds that you're only allowed to take the oil after the fire went out. But the Ihu Savar, Rabbi Elazar holds the Afal Gavda Lakava, even if a flame has not gone out yet, you are still allowed to take the oil. Meaning as long as you don't, Mustama, as long as you're not putting out the flame. Meaning assuming that the flame will retain its the same, I don't know, powerful light, whatever you call it, so then you are allowed to take oil out, even if the flame has not gone out yet. Okay, Tzarachin. Maybe Tzarachin a little bit more in terms of why Rabbi Elazar, maybe he doesn't hold it, that's kibbutz if you take out the oil. I'm not sure. Okay, Tzarachin and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shita. Because the Gemara here does not elaborate further, and I don't say anything in Rashi or Tosfos about it. Okay, fine. Aval kosu garav hashashis lo yizizim im komam. We said that a cup or a bowl or a bottle, if you use that as a lamp with oil and a wick and the whole deal, so you're not allowed to move them at all. So the Gemara says, Maishnahani, what's the difference between that and a lamp that Rabbi Shimon said you are allowed to move? So Amar Ula says, Seifa son of Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's Rabbi Yehuda who holds it. You're not allowed to move it. So the Gemara says, Maskevla, Rabbi Marzutra. Marzutra said, what are you talking about? Yehachi, my aval. If that's true, what do you mean when it said but, right? What do the Brises say? If we kind of scroll back up, five lines down in the Gemara, Aval Kosu Karava Shoshis, right? But these three things you're not allowed to move, implying that a lamp you are allowed to move. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to move anything. So why would, what do you mean? What's that language of the Mishnah? The Brises is very strange. If you can tell me that it's all Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, right? He doesn't differentiate between that at all. It's all us. Ella, Amar Marzutra, rather Marzutra says, La Olam Rabbi Shimon. Really, it's Rabbi Shimon Shita. So why does Rabbi Shimon allow you to move a lamp and not those three items? Ki kashari Rabbi Shimon b'ner zuta, Rabbi Shimon allows you to move a small lamp, the daite aluya, because your das is on it. Meaning, you assume when you light that small lamp, right, it inevitably is going to go out. You assume it's going to go out. It's not you have these 24-hour Yahrzeit candles. This is not one of those candles. You know, this candle is going to go out. You know the lamp is going to be freed up at some point. Aval hani denefishe, but these items, which are much bigger, right? So they're much more similar to the 24-hour, 48-hour, whatever Yahrzeit candle. So then you don't think that that is going to become available to you on Shabbos. Well, when lo and behold, it goes out and it is available to you. So then that was something that you dafka had, and you thought that was going to not be available to you, and that is going to therefore be motzah. The Gemara asks, "V'atanya Mosar Hashem and Shabaner v'Shabegara Aser." Doesn't the Brisa say that the extra oil in the lamp and in the plate in the dish in the bowl is Aser? So you see that a lamp and a bowl are the same status for Rabbi Shimon Mater, but Rabbi Shimon says it's Mutter. So you can't tell me there's a difference between a bowl and a lamp, right? The Brisa here says that they're the same. So the Gemara says, Hasam kara dumya dener. No, that when it equates a kara, a bowl, and a ner, and a lamp, that's when they're similar, when they're small enough, meaning it's a small, tiny bowl that's similar to a lamp. So that's mutter to use and to move after it burns out. But haka over here, kara dumya de kos. No, when it says kos, kara, and ashashis, right, those are examples of big items, so the bowl we're talking about is much bigger, and therefore you're not allowed to move it. Okay. I'm Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera says, "Yeah, pamot. Pamot is a metal candelabra type thing, right? Before we talked about earthenware jugs, pottery that get more disgusting as they go, as they burn. But here we're talking about something that's metal. If you look over at Rashi, Rashi says, Menorah shamatechas ve'inu ma'usa, does not become disgusting as it burns out the oil inside of it. She'adliku bo b'Shabbos, if you use that for a candle on Shabbos. L'divrei hamatir, according to the guy who says it's mutter to move the earthenware jug, i.e. Rabbi Meir, it's mutter to move the earthenware, Rashi says, Rabbi Meir hamatir b'ner yashan. Rabbi Meir said that you're allowed to move an old pottery lamp. So, Aser. He holds that here, moving the metal lamp is Aser. Divrei Oser, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Aser to move a pottery and earthenware lamp, Mutter, he holds that it's Mutter over here. And that's what the Gemara is going to explain. Lameimra, that means to say, that Rabbi Yehuda Muktza Machmas Mias Islay, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a concept of Muktza Machmas Mias, being Muktza because something is disgusting, but Muktza Machmas Isser Leslay. He doesn't hold of the concept of Muktza Machmas Isser, that if something is used for an Isser purpose, it's inherently Muktza. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of that. Rabbi Meir does. And therefore, he holds that a metal lamp is Isser. But the Gemara is going to ask, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that there's no concept of Muktza Machmas Isser? He says, the Gemara says, Beferish, according to Rabbi Yehuda, any lamp of metal is allowed to be moved unless it is lit. So, if you tell, that seems to contradict a lamp that was lit. So that seems to contradict what that's literally straight up against what you just said. Because the lamp that was lit, that's Mukta Machos Isser. You used it for something that was no good. Rather, if anything was said, this is what was said. I'm Rabbi Zera, Pamoche, Liko Alav, B'Shabbos Divrei, I call Usser. If you lit a metal candlestick, a metal lamp on Shabbos, everybody holds that it's Usser to move. Loid Liko Alav, but if you didn't light it, so then Divrei, I call Mutter. Everybody agrees that it is Mutter. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there is a concept of Muchmas Machmas Isser. But in this scenario, that is, you know, since there's no aspect of mius of it getting disgusting if you didn't light it, so then it is mutter to move on Shabbos. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Another different halacha. Mita shiyachta lamaos. If you designated a bed for money, right? You're going to put money, you're going to count money on top of it, whatever, or to leave some money on it. Aser l'taltala. You're not allowed to move it. Meaning, usually, obviously, a bed is not mukzah, because you can use it to sleep. But if Rashi says you verbally, you hazmana ba'alma, Rashi says, if you just said, I'm going to use this bed for money, so then it is already becomes mukzah. Meisvei, hold on, I'll ask you a question. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says the following. Meisvei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, metaltala ner chadash avalo yoshan. You can move a new, as we said in our Brisa, you're allowed to, in our Mishnah, you're allowed to move a new lamp and not an old one. Uma ner delahachi, Gemara says 1 second, Uma ner delahachi avida. A lamp is used for lighting, right? Used for lighting. Kilo hidlikba, shari de taltala. But if you didn't light it, so then it's mutter to move it. Mita, but a bed, the lav lahachi aveda, that is not used for counting money, lakoshakein, certainly should be allowed to be moved if you didn't end up putting money on it. Meaning, you're telling me that only saying that I'm going to use this bed for money makes it muktzah? What are you talking about? If you didn't actually put the money on top of it, why would it be muktzah? We see that a candle, which is obviously designated for burning a fire, if you didn't use it, so you're allowed to move it. So why should a bed be any different? Rather, no. If anything was said, this is what was said. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Mita Shiyachta Lamos, if you designated a bed to put money on, Hiniyach Alav Mos, if you did put money on, Asur L'Taltala, it's Asur to move it, Lo Hiniyach Alav Mos, if you didn't, then Mutar L'Taltala, then it is Mutar to move it, Lo Yachta Lamos, and if you didn't designate it specifically for money, Yesh ala amos, if it has money on top of it, asur l'taltala, then it's asur, but ain ala amos, but if there's no money on top of it, mutar l'taltala, you are allowed to move it. Meaning, if you designated it for money, and then there was money on top of it, then you can't use it even if the money is gone. But if you didn't designate it for money, and then there happens to be money on it, so if the money, for whatever reason, is gone, right, the kid plays with it or falls off, whatever, so then it once again becomes mutar to move that bed. Like what I said, it's just to clarify, to stipulate, v'hu shelo hayu aleha bein hashmashos. As long as the money wasn't on there, bein hashmashos, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that if something was on, if something was muktzah bein hashmashos, then it's muktzah the rest of Shabbos. Okay. Amar Ula. Now, from the last thing we said, and again, we said that, again, this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that if something is muktzah at bein hashmashos, it's muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. So Ula says, hold on a second. Masiv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, I'm going to ask you a question. There is a Mishnah in Caleb that talks about the tumah and tara of a stagecoach. So the Mishnah says like this. Muchni shala, in terms of the wheel, the wheel of the stagecoach. Bismanshi nishmeta. Now there are going to be a bunch of halachas of tuma, and we'll try and tackle them right by each phrase and try and explain as best we can. Bismanshi nishmetes, if the wheel is removable, meaning it's detachable, you can take it off. Ein chiburla, it's not considered attached. Well, obviously. Well, so the halacha is like this. If an item is considered attached to a kli, so if the kli becomes tame, so the item becomes tame as well. So if the wheel is considered attached to the stagecoach, if the stagecoach would become tame, so then the wheel would become tame as well. So if the wheel is removable, yeah, if it's detachable, so then it's not considered attached, and therefore it would not become it would not be mekabel tuma if the stagecoach became tame, and vice versa. And then if the wheel became tame, the stagecoach is also not considered tame. The einim denesima, it's not measured with it. This is also halacha in terms of for kalim that are wood. They need to be small enough to be mekabel tuma, meaning if they're too big to carry them when they have, you know, when they have stuff inside of them, so then they're no longer considered a kli and they're no longer mekabel tuma. And the side, the wheel, if it's not, if it's detachable, you don't count the wheel. Meaning, if you're going to measure the stagecoach to see how big it's going to be. Rashi says how big it needs to be. Memsa, if it's the same volume as 40 sa, which is a lot, it has to be pretty big. But if you're when you're measuring the stagecoach to figure out whether it can be mekabel tuma or not, so the wheel is not measured with it. Okay, vein matzalisima ba'olamais, and does not save in terms of an ohel. So what's going on over there? So as we mentioned a couple times before, that there's a concept of ohel mace, that if something passes over a mace, so it becomes an ohel on top of the mace, then underneath it will become tame. Let's say there's something that's not makabel tuma that goes over a mace, like perhaps a stagecoach. So then that will stop the tuma from going up. So therefore, if there's, let's say, someone standing on top of the stagecoach, and let's say the stagecoach, for example, is too big, it's not mekabel tuma, so then the person standing on top of the stagecoach will not become tame. But that's only the stagecoach itself. It's not the wheel is, if it's detachable, is not considered part of that stagecoach. So if there's someone standing on the wheel, so then he would become tame, he would be from the mace. Meaning the wheel does not stop, does not intersperse, as the word goes, between the mace and the item passing over it. Okay, it's not considered part of the stagecoach. V'in goronos ha-mishabes bizman she'esh aleh mos. You can't drag it on Shabbos if there is money on it. Meaning the wheel already is a buses to the money. If it was talking about the stagecoach itself, so the stagecoach, if it was attached to the stagecoach, then it would be bato, because the stagecoach is the ikar kli. But since it's not attached, it's its own entity, and therefore if there's money on the wheel, then you cannot move it. Ha'ena le'amos sharia. And we see that if there's no money on it, then it is motu to move the wheel, even though there was money on the wheel, b'nashmashos. So, that doesn't seem to work out from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if there was something on the wheel, money on the wheel, b'nashmashos, so, or, not the wheel, but if he said if there's money on the bed, b'nashmashos, then it becomes most of the entire Shabbos. Here we're saying that if there's no money, if there is money on the wheel, Erev Shabbos, banish masho, so then you still are allowed to move the wheel if the money is gone. That's against Rabbi Yehuda said. So Gemara says, you're right. Ahi Rabbi Shimon hu deles leimotza. That Mishnah that we just quoted, that's Rabbi Shimon. Rav, who we quoted before, right, Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlai, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that there is a lot of muktzah, but this Mishnah is simply not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Shimon Shita that there is a much more narrow scope of muktzah. Okay, the Gemara on Amud Aleph already is going to prove this, but we will save that for tomorrow. But to Shem Rabosei, have a great day or night wherever you are listening to this.